Hello, we're back with 10 Minutes of Talmud, and today we are talking more about the greatest party that ever was, that is Sukkot. So we'll say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asot b'dibrei Torah. All right, we're in Tractate Sukkah, we're in Chapter 5, Halacha 2, Schottenstein, that's 29a1. And we're starting into the Gemara of the Mishnah that we learned last time about this great party that they had during Sukkot in the temple. All right. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananiah. So Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananiah says, Kol Yamim shel Simchat Beit HaShoeva, all the days of the happiness, the party of the water drawing, lo hayu tom'im ta'am shena kol ikar. Those who were taking part never even had a taste of sleep. This was, 24-hour partying. Batchila hayu holchim lahakriv tamid shel shachar. So first they went to offer the constant morning sacrifice. Misham hayu holchin lahakriv et hamusafin. So then they went and offered the additional sacrifice for the holiday. Umisham hayu holchin lahakriv nidarim unidavot. And from then they went on to offer vowed offerings and the voluntary offerings. So after that, they went and they ate and they drank. And after that, well, then they studied a little bit of Torah. And after that, well, then they went to give the sacrifice. It's funny, Bein Ha'arbaim, you would think they would say Mincha, which is the afternoon offering. Bein Ha'arbaim is the evening offering, but there isn't really an evening offering, so it's an interesting choice of words there. U'misham haya hochin l'simchat Beit HaShoeva, and from then they went to the all-night party with the lights and all of that. All right. V'hatane, and so we learn, Shavua shelo yishan shlosha yamin. I swear that I will not sleep for 3 days, is what somebody says when he sort of starts the party. Malkin oto v'yashem miyad. We lash him so that he could sleep right away. Well, you shouldn't make vows. Lord, if you didn't learn anything during the high holidays, you should remember that. If you make a promise about something, you should almost always say afterwards, b'li neder, without a vow. Because you might have every intention on fulfilling your word, fulfilling your promise. But you're not God. And only God knows whether conditions will conspire to allow you to fulfill your word or not. So if you say b'li neder without a vow, then you're sort of off the hook and you don't get whipped. Okay? Mitnam nimin hayu. They would doze. And of course, mitnam nimin is onomatopoetic. Nom 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 nom. Nom 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 nom. Right? Dozing. Okay. In your Schottenstein now, we're on 29A2. Mitkanin Sham Tikkun Gadol. So now we're going to find out what it meant in the Mishnah when they said we're making a big improvement. Ma tikkun hayu osim sham. So what was this repair that they made? שהיו מעמידים האנשים בפני עצמן, והאנשים בפני עצמן. They made it so that the women were by themselves and the men were by themselves. All right. Tehi d'nan tama, as we learn, v'chalaka haita b'rishona. The walls of the women's courtyard were originally smooth. V'hikifu haha b'tsut tzara. And then they surrounded it with a balcony. Shehanashim ra'ot milmalan, so that the women could see from above. V'hanashim milmatan, and the men were below. K'day shelo yiyu me'orvin, so that the men and the women shouldn't mingle. I'm going to suggest a different possibility. If you look at the Mishnah, not the Gemara, just the Mishnah, it is possible to imagine that the men and the women switch places. Again, this would be consistent with the ritual of rebellion aspect. I'm just asking you to keep an open mind about it. I have a feeling that people see in this what they want to see or what they expect to see. And sometimes I wonder if there isn't something there that people just refuse to see. Just suggesting it. All right. Okay. Mimi Langdu, from those we learn, Midbar Torah, from these words of scripture, V'safda ha'aretz mishpachot mishpachot levad. The land will eulogize each family by itself, the family of the house of David by itself, and the wives by themselves. That's Zechariah 12:12. Train Amorim. So we have two different explanations of that verse. Chad Amar Zeh Hespedo Shel Mashiach. Some of them are saying that this refers to the eulogy of the Messiah. V'chorna Amar Zeh Hespedo Shel Yetzer Hara. The other one says this is a eulogy for the evil inclination. Manda Amar Zeh Hespedo Shel Mashiach, the one who says this is a eulogy for the Messiah. Ma im b'sha'ah shehen avelin at Amar ha'anashim b'fnei atzman v'hanashim b'fnei atzman. So, if at a time of mourning, such as the time of when the Messiah would, be dead, you require men and women apart. At a time when you are having a big drunken party, all the more so would you want them separate. Yes, actually we learn in other places that men and women are not separate at funerals, and that actually women sing at funerals in big choirs. So there goes that whole, Kohli Shab business right out the door. All right, we're going to stop here. Pick it up tomorrow. Talk to you then. Bye.